Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
It is, 26 minutes to nine. Des has the sports news.
Good morning, Anya. Glasgow Rangers will play in the Champions League group stages for the first time in 12 years after beating PSV Eindhoven 1-0 in the playoff round. Antti Kolak scored the goal that puts them through 3-2 on aggregate. It means that both Rangers and Celtic will be in this afternoon's Champions League draw in Istanbul. It's the first time they'll both be in the competition since 2007. FC Copenhagen and Dynamo Zagreb also qualified for the draw last night. In the English League Cup, three young Irishmen played for Brighton last night in their 3-0 victory over Forest Green. 17-year-old Evan Ferguson scored one goal and made another. 18-year-old Andrew Moran and 20-year-old James Furlong also got game time for Brighton. Leeds' new Colombian striker, Luis Sinisterra, scored their opener against Barnsley and he had a hand in both their other goals in a 3-1 victory. Newcastle came from a goal down before seeing off League 2 Tranmere 2-1. So after those games last night, the draw was made for the League Cup third round and it produced one real glamour tie. Manchester City will play Chelsea. It's one of seven all-Premier League affairs. Manchester United up against Aston Villa. Arsenal versus Brighton. Nottingham Forest take on Spurs. It's Wolves versus Leeds. Bournemouth against Everton and Newcastle versus Crystal Palace. The holders, Liverpool, were drawn at home to Derby County. Now to tonight's action, and Shamrock Rovers take on Ferencvaros in the Europa League qualifier. The Hungarian side are 4-0 up from the first leg. Rovers captain Ronan Finn will play his 54th European game, and that equals Gary Rogers' record as the most appearances by a League of Ireland player in Europe. Although they're 4-0 down, here's Rovers manager Stephen Bradley.
They're a top team. I think they'd be prepared. They'll respect us like they did over there. I'm sure they will. But we know we can be better than what we were last week, and hopefully we can show that tomorrow night.
How important will it be though to get a result? I mean, you've had a remarkable run, particularly at home in the European campaign so far.
Yeah, it's a record we're really proud of, and it's a record we want to try and continue. We know it's difficult, but we'll go and do everything possible to try and win the game tomorrow night.
And that game is live on RTE2, Shamrock Rovers versus Ferencvaros at 7:45. In golf, ahead of the lucrative FedEx Cup getting underway, the PGA Tour has announced new features to the way the tour will operate in future in a bid to stave off the threat from the breakaway LIV series. Commissioner Jay Monahan announced that 12 PGA Tour events would have an average purse of $20 million. The top players will play in all 12 and at least 20 events across the season. Rory McIlroy endorsed these changes and was asked if the positive additions to the tour might suggest that Phil Mickelson, a key backer of the Saudi-backed LIV series, may have been justified in some of his criticism of the PGA Tour.
As much as I probably don't want to give Phil any sort of credit at all, there are certain points that he was trying to make, but there's a way to go about them. There's a way to collaborate. There's a way, you see, you get all the top players in the world together and you get them on the same page. You then go to the tour and you suggest ideas and you work together. You know, this was pure collaboration. This wasn't, as I said, this isn't some sort of renegade group trying to take some sort of power grab of the PGA Tour. This is, okay, how can we make this tour better for everyone that's going to play on it now and everyone that's going to play on the PGA Tour going forward? And were some of his ideas, did they have merit? Of course they did, but he just didn't approach it the right way.
That's Rory McIlroy. In hockey, Ireland hammered Lithuania by a record score, 19-0, in the opening match of their Euro Hockey Championship qualifiers in France. Luke Madeley scored 4, and there were hat-tricks from Michael Robson, Jeremy Duncan, Johnny McKee and Ben Walker. Now, today's game against world number 11 France is likely to be pivotal if Ireland are to win the one ticket on offer to next summer's European Championships. Goal difference could come into play if the sides finish level, which is why a big win yesterday was vital. Ireland's women's cricketers hit an all-time scoring high of 337/8 in one-day international cricket when hammering the Netherlands by 211 runs. That win sees the Irish lead the three-match series 2-0. In cycling at the Vuelta a España, Sam Bennett maintains his 9-point lead over Mads Pedersen of Denmark in the points classification after Stage 5. Marc Soler ended Spain's 2-year wait for a stage winner at Grand Tour when a late solo attack earned him victory, and Frenchman Rudy Mollard seized leader's red jersey on that stage into Bilbao. Finally for now, a reminder that racing today is at Navan, and the first race there is off at 1:15 on